Hello everyone, this is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor, and I am doing a live video early in the morning because I have a lot of stuff to do and I really do not believe that I will have the energy in the evening to do it, so I figured I'd do it now while I'm fresh and I have the energy. So today I wanted to talk about what to do if you don't believe in yourself. And that is a very understandable place to be because we live in a very repetitive environment where you wake up in the morning, you go and you do the same things, you come back in the evening, do the same things, sleep to wake up in the morning and start it over and over again. And when we are caught in the same repetitive actions and the same things that we keep doing, it's very easy to believe that that is where we're always going to be, and that is what we deserve, and nothing is going to change. And that is not the truth. It isn't the truth at all. Just because you're stuck in a repetitive way of doing things, same actions, same thinking, doesn't mean that you can't get out of it. So, what is my suggestion? What is my remedy for this? I have said it before and I'll say it again. Start a 30-day challenge for yourself. Okay? Now, I'm going to do the same thing that I've been doing for the past couple of videos, where I'm just going to post my free daily planner. Okay? It's here on the comment box. I'm going to be posting this video on YouTube as well. So let me pin the comment. This is on Facebook. I'm going to post this video on YouTube, and below the video, you will find the link for my free daily planner. Actually, what I plan on doing, and I hope that I can do it either by the end of this week or by next week, is to create a 30-day challenge planner where you have got one place where you are just writing down your daily activities. My suggestion is that you do one thing every day at the same time. The re something that you haven't done before and you have always wanted to do. It's a small activity, but the plan is to be consistent about it. I want you to take that daily planner and use it to plan exactly what habit it is that you want to adopt. Secondly, be accountable. Find accountability partners. If it's a good friend of yours, tell him or her what it is that you plan on doing. And make sure that they are accountable to you. Actually, it will be even better. It will be more fun if the both of you decided to do a 30-day challenge so that you can each encourage each other, right? I think it is a wonderful idea to get yourself out of this thought that things are always going to be the same, and yet another year passes, and you think that nothing is going to change. When in reality, we are the ones who have the power to change our situations. We are the ones who have the power to change our thoughts. The only person who will get yourself out of not believing in you is you. Be your own, be your own cheerleader, be your own hero. Because truthfully, there are not very many people in this world who are looking out for you. And that's just the truth. Your mother will. I know my mother will, but my mother's busy. You know, my father's busy. Everybody in my life is busy. Everybody has things that they're doing in their lives. They have their own worries, that they have their own things to think about. So I have to become my own hero. I have to save me. I have to take care of myself. So I think that it would be a fantastic idea for you to start a daily challenge. If you have made the decision that I really don't have time during the day, I don't have enough time, I want to wake up 1 hour earlier and read a book. I want to wake up 1 hour earlier and meditate or pray, or I want to wake up 1 hour earlier and do an exercise routine. Then do it. So like I said, the first thing is to get yourself into a 30-day challenge. Download my free daily planner so that you can write down what your intentions are and also sign it when you have actually done that activity that day. Number two, get yourself an accountability partner. And like I said, it would be better if the both of you were to do this daily challenge so that you can each encourage each other. And number three, monitor your progress and be very aware of the progress that you are making. Don't just say, you know, I've been doing this for the past 15 days. Yeah, no. Do something good for yourself. Do something nice for yourself when you have achieved a milestone. When you've achieved something that you haven't done before or you haven't done in a long time, acknowledge it. Talk about it. Make sure that you are constantly pumping yourself up. Because like I said, you have to be your number one fan. You have to be your own cheerleader. So do that. So this is going to be a short video because, yes, look at the time, 7:46. And how sad is it that James Ingram passed away? For those of you who may not know who James Ingram is, he's just a fantastic singer. And some of my favorite songs in the world were sung by him. So RIP to James Ingram. What sad news to wake up to this morning. But anyway, that's my rant for this morning. I hope that you guys heed my advice and make sure that you start doing things to start believing in yourself again. Take action. That's basically what I'm saying. Because if you keep living in this hamster wheel where you're moving, yes, but you don't feel like you're doing anything because it's just repetitive. It's the same thing. It's like living in Groundhog's Day where you wake up and everything is exactly the same. And it feels that way. It may not be, but it feels that way. Then it's time to interrupt that pattern. And a 30-day challenge is the perfect way to interrupt that pattern because it invites new ideas into your mind. Anyway, I could go on and on about this. So let me stop. Have yourselves a fantastic day ahead. And take care. Bye for now. And I'll see you in tomorrow's video.